Thank you. And we trust that this will be the day that you will do today what you need to do to really worship God. We invite you to come to services at the Independence Missionary Baptist Church, located at Forestdale, Missouri. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking on the establishment of the first church, and we used the book of Matthew, chapter 16, and verse 18 for our text. But we want to cover again these points. Point number one is that the early church had the gospel message before the day of Pentecost. That's in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. And then point number two is that the first church had baptized believers before the day of Pentecost. John chapter 4 and verse 1 through 4 makes that point. Point number three is that the church had an organization, even a treasurer, before the day of Pentecost. That's in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 29. Point number four is this, that the church had exactly the same head as it had then as it does now. There is no difference. Jesus Christ is the head of His church. He's the one that gives the walking orders. Jesus is the one. No one else. No one except Jesus Christ. Point number five is in the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 18, that before the day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ instructed His church of how to deal with unruly members. That's before the day of Pentecost. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through verse 18. Point number six, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through verse 30, Jesus Christ established the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. Understand that this is very vital. This is very important. This is very true, that Jesus Christ started His kind of church before the day of Pentecost, even establishing that church with the Lord's Supper in the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26 through verse 30. Number seven is in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through verse 20, Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission to His church before the day of Pentecost. What an amazing passage that is, that before the day of Pentecost, that Jesus Christ gave His church His commission. Point number eight is that Jesus Christ assembled with His church before the day of Pentecost. This is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 4. Jesus Christ assembled with His church before the day of Pentecost. And then point number nine is that Jesus Christ was assembled with His church before the day of Pentecost. And we found that in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19 through verse 23. And then number 10 was last Sunday's message. The Bible states that before the day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ made His church an authoritative body, made it an executive body, and also a judicial body. That's in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, coupled with the book of John chapter 20, verse 20 through verse 23. And also last Sunday morning, we covered this point, the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 5, that before the day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ promised His church Holy Spirit baptism. That's in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 5. This morning's message begins in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Here, Jesus Christ gives to His kind of church before the day of Pentecost the ability, the power to fulfill the Great Commission. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power. Who's in the talking? Who is speaking here? When Jesus says to His church, but ye shall receive power. So the church will receive power on the day of Pentecost, after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." This is a great and a marvelous truth. Others may declare this unspeakable truth, but only the true churches of the Lord Jesus Christ will receive the glory, the honor, and the praise for speaking this truth. Notice this very vital point here. The Bible says, Jesus is speaking in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth." Others may declare that Jesus is Jesus and that he is the Redeemer. That's very true. But the point is that the church is the one that has the power, the glory, and the honor in doing that great and marvelous truth. Others may do it. Paul mentioned that. But the fact is that only the church has the power from God to do that marvelous thing. Along with all the power to preach the gospel goes the responsibility of declaring that truth. One point, that is, that authority and responsibility go hand in hand. These two cannot ever be separated. The authority to preach and the responsibility to preach goes hand in hand. Point number 13 is this. Christ sang praises to his eternal Father while on this earth in the presence of his church, and that happened before the day of Pentecost. Read it in the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 30. The Bible says, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." Now, there's a lot of discussion about what he's saying, but that's not the point. The point is this, is that Jesus Christ sang an hymn. All commentaries would say he sung a psalm in the 113th psalm, 114th psalm, whatever. But this is not really what the Bible is speaking about. The Bible does not want us to determine the words that Jesus sang. But the Bible wants us to understand that Jesus Christ sang an hymn. The book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12 states this, saying, "I will declare thy name unto thy brethren, and in the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee." This is telling us that Jesus Christ sang praises unto the Lord in his church. When did this happen? The Bible gives the correct answer in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 30, which states, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." But notice this. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12 refers to Psalms 22 and verse 22, and that verse states, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee." Listen, Psalms 22 is speaking of the crucifixion, of the sufferings of Christ on the cross. When Jesus Christ sings in the midst of his church, he is looking toward all the sufferings he will endure. Yet the church does not see any of this. The church does not understand that Jesus Christ will die soon. That day, they don't get that. But Jesus does. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 30, after Jesus had given his first church the Lord's Supper, he went out toward the darkness, where he would soon be taken by an angry mob, and all the apostles were scattered, just as Jesus said. Peter would soon die, even knowing the Lord. All would forsake him because Jesus Christ, he must bear our burdens alone. The cock would soon crow three times, giving Peter the sign of his betrayal. But what Christ is really telling us is that without him, without his salvation that he gives freely to us, we shall all soon deny him. We shall all pass away. But Christ is the final answer for all of us. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 correctly states, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." This is what Peter stated. And Peter was dead on right that Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin debt. Jesus Christ paid it all on the cross of Calvary. We don't have anything at all to brag about, but Jesus Christ paid it all. Peter states in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I would ask you the question, what is that name? Listen, it's not my name. It's not what I do. It's not me being baptized. It's not me joining the church. It's not my good works. But it's rather Jesus. It's Jesus and him alone. The only reason today that I'm saved is by the authority of Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of the living God. In these past messages, we have given you 13 reasons. All of these reasons are given before the day of Pentecost. It shows us very clearly and very plainly that the church was organized by Jesus Christ before the day of Pentecost. I know that some would have us to believe otherwise, but it's just not so at all. Notice also, in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through verse 23, when Jesus Christ speaks here, here's what he says. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Listen, the lesson given by Christ concerning those that will not make it into the kingdom of God because they are trusting their own works instead of trusting the works of Christ. This is very true. You see, it is not what I have done or what I will do or what I intend to do. Salvation is based on what Christ has already done for us, not based upon what we have done or what we will do for him. Look also in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through verse 30. Here is the parable of the tares, where Christ allows both the wheat and the tares to grow together until the harvest, until they are finally separated. You know, when I pastored a church in Arkansas, there was a farmer that came into a service station there where I was. And the owner of the station had this farmer to show me some tares he had gathered. It was identical to the rice he was growing until it reached a certain stage. Then, and only then, could the tares be separated from the rice. This is exactly what Christ will do in the judgment. Make sure you are right before God, not before me, but before God. Make sure that you understand what God is saying to you, for he will one day judge you. We see that our time is to pray from us again today. We do invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Dale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.